Page 177. And then more people came into the little station, and it became fuller, and then the roaring began again, and I closed my eyes, and I sweated and felt sick, and I felt the feeling like a balloon inside my chest, and it was so big I found it hard to breathe. And then the people went away on the train, and the little station was empty again. And then it filled up with people, and another train came with the same roaring. And it was exactly like having flu that time, because I wanted it to stop, like you can just pull the plug of a computer out of the wall if it crashes. Because I wanted to go to sleep so that I wouldn't have to think, because the only thing I could think was how much it hurt, because there was no room for anything else in my head. But I couldn't go to sleep, and I just had to sit there, and there was nothing to do except to wait and to hurt. 223. And this is another description, because Sibin said I should do descriptions, and it is a description of the advert that was on the wall of the little train station opposite me. But I can't remember all of it because I thought I was going to die. And the advert said, Dream Holiday, Think Kuoni, in Malaysia. And behind the writing, there was a big photograph of two orangutans, and they were swinging on branches, and there were trees behind them, but the leaves were blurred because the camera was focusing on the orangutans and not the leaves, and the orangutans were moving. Page 178. And orangutan comes from the Malaysian word orang-hutan, which means man of the woods, but orangutan isn't Malaysian for orangutan. And adverts are pictures or television programs to make you buy things like cars or Snickers or use an internet service provider. But this was an advert to make you go to Malaysia on a holiday. And Malaysia is in Southeast Asia and is made up of Peninsular Malaysia and Sabah and Sarawak and Labuan, and the capital is Kuala Lumpur, and the highest mountain is Mount Kinabalu, which is 4,101 meters high, but that wasn't on the advert. And Sibin said people go on holidays to see new things and relax, but it wouldn't make me relaxed, and you can see new things by looking at Earth under a microscope or drawing the shape of the solid made when three circular rods of equal thickness intersect at right angles. And I think that there are so many things just in one house that it would take years to think about all of them properly. And also, a thing is interesting because of thinking about it and not because of being new. For example, Sibin showed me that you can wet your finger and rub the edge of a thin glass and make a singing noise. And you can put different amounts of water in different glasses and they make different notes because they have what are called different resonant frequencies. And you can play a tune like Three Blind Mice. And lots of people have thin glasses in their houses and they don't know you can do this. Page 179. And the advert said, Malaysia, truly Asia. Stimulated by the sights and smells, you realize that you have arrived in a land of contrasts. You seek out the traditional, the natural, and the cosmopolitan. Your memories stretch from city days to nature reserves to lazy hours on the beach. Prices from £575 per person. Call us on 01306-747-000. See your travel agent or visit the world at www.kuoni.co.uk. A world of difference. And there were three other pictures, and they were very small, and they were a palace and a beach and a palace. And this is what the orangutans look like. And there's a picture of two orangutans with their arms extended in the air, with their left arms extended in the air, and the one on the right has its arm on the back of the one sitting next to it. Text. 227. And I kept my eyes closed, and I didn't look at my watch at all. And the trains coming in and out of the station were in a rhythm, like music or drumming. And it was like counting and saying, left, right, left, right, left, right, which Sibin taught me to do to make myself calm. And I was saying in my head, train coming, train going, silence, train coming, train stop, train going, as if the trains were only in my mind. Page 180. And normally, I don't imagine things that aren't happening because it is a lie, and it makes me feel scared. But it was better than watching the trains coming in and out of the station, because that made me feel even more scared. And I didn't open my eyes, and I didn't look at my watch. And it was like being in a dark room with the curtains closed, so I couldn't see anything. Like when you wake up at night, and the only sounds you hear are the sounds inside your head. And that made it better, because it was like the little station wasn't there, outside my head. But I was in bed, and I was safe. And then the silences between the trains coming and going got longer and longer. And I could hear that there were fewer people in the little station when the train wasn't there. So I opened my eyes and I looked at my watch and it said 8:07 p.m. And I had been sitting on the bench for approximately 5 hours, but it hadn't seemed like approximately 5 hours, except that my bottom hurt and I was hungry and thirsty. And then I realized that Toby was missing, because he was not in my pocket. And I didn't want him to be missing because we weren't in Father's house or Mother's house and there wasn't anyone to feed him in the little station and he would die and he might get run over by a train. And then I looked up at the ceiling and I saw that there was a long black box which was a sign and it said 1. Harrow and Weldstone, 2 minutes. 3. Queen's Park, 7 minutes. And then the bottom line scrolled up and disappeared, and a different line scrolled up into its place, and the sign said, 1. Harrow and Weldstone, 1 minute. 2. Willesden Junction, 4 minutes. Page 181. And then it changed again, and it said, 1. Harrow and Weldstone, stand back, train approaching. And then I heard the sound like sword fighting and the roaring of a train coming into the station, and I worked out that there was a big computer somewhere, and it knew where all the trains were, and it sent messages to the black boxes in the little stations to say when the trains were coming. And that made me feel better because everything had an order and a plan. And the train came into the little station and it stopped and 5 people got onto the train and another person ran into the little station and got on and 7 people got off the train and then the doors closed automatically and the train went away. And when the next train came, I wasn't so scared anymore because the sign said, train approaching. So I knew it was going to happen. And then I decided that I would look for Toby because there were only 3 people in the little station. So I stood up, and I looked up and down the little station and in the doorways that went into tunnels, but I couldn't see him anywhere. And then I looked down into the black, lower-down bit where the rails were. And then I saw 2 mice, and they were black because they were covered in dirt. And I liked that because I like mice and rats, but they weren't Toby, so I carried on looking. Page 182. And then I saw Toby, and he was also in the lower down bit where the rails were, and I knew he was Toby because he was white, and he had a brown egg shape on his back. So I climbed down off the concrete, and he was eating a bit of rubbish that was an old sweet paper, and someone shouted, Jesus, what are you doing? And I bent down to catch Toby, but he ran off, and I walked after him, and I bent down again, and I said, Toby, Toby, Toby. And I held out my hand so that he could smell my hand and smell that it was me. And someone said, get out of there for fuck's sake. And I looked up and it was a man who was wearing a green raincoat and he had black shoes and his socks were showing and they were gray with little diamond patterns on them. And I said, Toby, Toby, but he ran off again. And the man with the diamond patterns on his socks tried to grab my shoulder, so I screamed. And then I heard the sound like sword fighting, and Toby started running again, but this time he ran the other way, which was past my feet, and I grabbed at him, and I caught him by the tail. And the man with the diamond patterns on his socks said, Oh, Christ, oh, Christ. And then I heard the roaring, and I lifted Toby up and grabbed him with both hands, and he bit me on my thumb, and there was blood coming out, and I shouted, and Toby tried to jump out of my hands. And then the roaring got louder, and I turned around, and I saw the train coming out of the tunnel, and I was going to be run over and killed, so I tried to climb up onto the concrete, but it was high, and I was holding Toby in both my hands. Page 183. And then the man with the diamond patterns on his socks grabbed hold of me and pulled me, and I screamed. But he kept pulling me, and he pulled me up onto the concrete, and we fell over, and I carried on screaming because he had hurt my shoulder. And then the train came into the station, and I stood up, and I ran to the bench again, and I put Toby into the pocket inside my jacket, and he went very quiet, and he didn't move. And the man with the diamond patterns on his socks was standing next to me, and he said, "What the fuck do you think you were playing at?" But I didn't say anything. And he said, "What were you doing?" And the doors of the train opened and people got off, and there was a lady standing behind the man with the diamond patterns on his socks, and she was carrying a guitar case like Sybin has. And I said, "I was finding Toby. He's my pet rat." And the man with the diamond patterns on his socks said, "Him? Thanks a fucking bundle. Jesus Christ, a pet rat. Oh, shit, my train." And then he ran to the train and he banged on the door, which was closed. And the train started to go away and he said, "Fuck." And the lady said, "Are you okay?" And she touched my arm, so I screamed again. And she said, "Okay, okay, okay." And there was a sticker on her guitar case and it said, "Howl Records." And there's a picture of a dog with its mouth open howling. Text. Page 184. And I was sitting on the ground, and the woman knelt down on one knee, and she said, "Is there anything I can do to help you?" And if she was a teacher at school, I could have said, "Where is 451C Chapter Road, Willesden, London, NW25NG? But she was a stranger, so I said, "Stand further away," because I didn't like her being so close. And I said, "I've got a Swiss Army knife, and it has a saw blade, and it could cut someone's fingers off." And she said, "Okay, buddy, I'm going to take that as a no." And she stood up and walked away. And the man with the diamond patterns on his socks said, "Mad as a fucking hatter, Jesus." And he was pressing a handkerchief against his face, and there was blood on the handkerchief. And then another train came, and the man with the diamond pattern on his socks and the lady with the guitar case got on, and it went away again. And then 8 more trains came, and I decided that I would get onto a train, and then I would work out what to do. So I got on the next train, and Toby tried to get out of my pocket, so I took hold of him, and I put him in my outside pocket, and I held him with my hand. Page 185. And there were 11 people in the carriage, and I didn't like being in a room with 11 people in a tunnel, so I concentrated on things in the carriage. And there were signs saying, "There are 53,963 holiday cottages in Scandinavia and Germany," and "Vita Biotics," and "3435," and "Penalty, £10 if you fail to show a valid ticket for your entire journey," and "Discover Gold, then Bronze," and "TVIC," and "EPBIC," and "Suck My Cock," and "Obstructing the Doors Can Be Dangerous," and "BRV," and "CONIC," and "Talk to the World." And there was a pattern on the walls which was like this. The pattern looks like half moons on a white background. Text. And there was a pattern on the seats like this. This pattern looks like three columns interwoven like a weave. Text. Then the train wobbled a lot, and I had to hang on to a rail, and we went into a tunnel, and it was noisy. And I closed my eyes, and I could feel the blood pumping in the sides of my neck. And then we came out of the tunnel and went into another little station, and it was called Warwick Avenue, and it said it in big letters on the wall, and I liked that because you knew where you were. Page 186. And I timed the distance between stations all the way to Willesden Junction, and all the times between stations were multiples of 15, like this. Paddington, 0. Warwick Avenue, 130. Maida Vale, 315, Kilburn Park, 5, Queen's Park, 7, Kensal Green, 1030, Willesden Junction, 1145. And when the train stopped at Willesden Junction and the doors opened automatically, I walked out of the train. And then the doors closed and the train went away. And everyone who got off the train walked up a staircase and over a bridge except me. And then there were only 2 people. that I could see, and one was a man, and he was drunk, and he had brown stains on his coat, and his shoes were not a pair, and he was singing, but I couldn't hear what he was singing, and the other was an Indian man in a shop, which was a little window in a wall. And I didn't want to talk to either of them, because I was tired and hungry, and I had already talked to lots of strangers, which is dangerous, and the more you do something dangerous, the more likely it is that something bad happens. But I didn't know how to get to 451 C Chapter Road, London.